Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I have a confession to make. Leave it up, Kevin. Leave it up a little bit. I have a confession to make. Oh, no, bring it up, Kevin. I want that. Oh, it's gone. Okay, I guess it was gone. Sorry about that. I have a confession to make. I like her. I like Celine Dion. And I don't mind telling you, I like her music. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And when you go there, when you check it out, you'll find lots of things that will help you with your small business, regardless of what's going on, whether you're starting it or you're thinking about it or starting it or growing it or getting rid of it, whatever's going on, wherever you are on the time continuum of the life of a small business, we've covered it on the show. Either we've written about it, me or and my Brain Trust members have either written about it or we've talked about it, or we got something that you can use there that'll help you, a book or something. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's all free thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them for helping us with that, and we hope you do too. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, by the way. Don't forget to do that. And also, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. I want to talk about politics just for a minute. But the politics I want to talk about is the politics of promises. And what I mean by that is everybody is trying to outdo each other. Look at what's happening right now to get it. What people are doing just to get into the White House or to stay in the White House. Now, President Obama, and it's understandable to some degree. I mean, you know, everybody's got a product they want to sell. Their product is themselves and their ideas and their leadership ability. President Obama wants to stay in the White House. Apparently, for some weird reason, he actually likes the job, apparently. So he wants to stay in the White House. And, you know, I guess I can understand that. I'm sure he's got some things he wants to finish. He's got some things he wants to do. So he's going to be going, watch out for him. And this is going to be fair and balanced, folks. I'm not going to be just picking on him. Watch out for him over the next 12 months or so, because he actually has the bully pulpit. He actually has some power. He has the ability to do things. And so watch out for him, not only his proposals, but the things he can do in order to get reelected. And again, I'm not picking on him, because all presidents do this. It just so happens that I'm talking today, and that today the president's president is Barack Obama. So watch out for what he's going to be doing, because I'm concerned, as I am with all presidents, in the last year of their first term as president, that they'll do some things that they wouldn't have done or that they shouldn't have done if they weren't trying to get reelected. That's all I'm going to say about that. There are a lot of things going on. President Obama's working on the housing, his housing proposal, his jobs bill, et cetera, et cetera. You got to ask yourself, would he be doing this? Would any president be doing this if they weren't trying to get reelected? And if you can't answer that, if it doesn't sound like that they would, if it's not something that they would be doing if they weren't getting reelected, then it's probably not a good idea. And it might even border on desperation. That's the way it is. Same thing happened to Clinton. Same thing happened to Bush. But right now we got Obama, and so just pay attention to that, folks. Now, let's move over to the GOP, the Republican side. These guys, does it bother you that this guy's got a 3-point plan, that guy's got a 59-point plan, this other one's come up with something brand new this week that's pretty radical? Well, you know, what they're all saying, here's what they're all saying. They're all saying that the system we have isn't acceptable. Primarily, we're talking about the tax plan. The tax code, the tax structure, the tax regime, the tax logic or illogic that we have in America is dysfunctional as anything. It is the definition of dysfunction. It's maddening. It's unfair. It doesn't get the job done. That's the worst part of it. It's not serving the country. It's unfair and punitive to the taxpayers, and it's not serving the country well. So what does that mean? That means it needs to be repealed or reformed significantly, right? So a lot of new things need to be done. So the problem, we can't just ask a politician. You can't expect a politician just to say, okay, I'm going to reform the tax code. So just count on me. When you elect me president, I will reform the tax code. Not going to tell you what we're going to do right now because it's too far in advance. There's no way to know how we can actually get through Congress right now. So it's kind of silly for me to propose this or that. Well, that's the honesty. That would be the honest thing to say. You want to elect a guy who wants reform or a person who wants reform, a man or woman who wants reform, but you know that they're not going to be able to, they're not going to get what they campaign on. That's just not going to happen. Never has, never will. Well, that's what we'd like for them to do, but they're not going to do that. They've got to come up with ideas, and that's okay. But what I'm saying is don't get hung up on any particular idea. Find the candidate that you think has the most likely chance of getting reform done, whatever that winds up looking like. Don't get hung up on 9 points here, 59 points there, or a 20% flat tax or whatever. That's probably not going to happen. But reform can happen. Vote for the candidate. If you want reform, vote for the candidate that you think can make that happen, whatever it looks like. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.